WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that.
Leroy's Body Shop.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX. Revolution Radio. Everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. It's 7:43, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
What's up, you ace? All right, let's get to it. Your topic of the day. Is the mouse all good? Are we all set?
Yeah, it's good. I just sent you that pic.
Dude, it's hilarious. Dying over here.
You know what's wild? I'm watching. It's like Discovery Channel over here. So the other cat, the smaller cat that's never caught a mouse, is like watching and learning. And so the bigger cat got the mouse, took it outside. Now the small cat's got its like fake toy in its mouth and like acting. Like the bigger cat. It's like prowling around, like growling. This is fantastic.
Nature. Well, I'm excited to see what happens with the rest of the mousecapades over there. Your topic for today, what's your favorite food hack that more people should know about? I like to find food hacks on Pinterest. I find it fun. There's a lot of great stuff you can learn. My food hack is, and I don't know, maybe a lot of people know about this, maybe not. I don't know if it's just something that my mom or dad did that I just kind of picked up, or maybe it's kind of common knowledge. But the best food hack I can tell people is if you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, put butter down first.
Mm-hmm.
You put Grandma. Butter down,
Grandma
and then the
peanut
butter, and then the jelly. And it makes for such a richer flavored sandwich. Not to mention, too, the peanut butter doesn't stick to the crevasses of your mouth. Yeah.
You know, here's the thing, though, is you not too much butter. If you can put too much butter on it, it's got to be one smooth swipe.
See, now that's where I differ from a lot, because I have a solid layer of butter on mine. Like, if I can't taste the butter, I didn't put enough butter on there.
You need to make a doctor's appointment soon.
My heart is just coated with butter.
You're breathing harder. I can hear it.
I can actually hear you getting fatter. Shut up, bitch. Like I said, I don't know if that's common or not, or if people don't know, but if you've never put butter down first on your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, try it. Mm-hmm. I promise you, it's going to blow your friggin' mind hole.
Mine almost goes hand in hand with yours, Brock.
Yeah?
So that stick of butter is always a little hard. You know, it's hard to spread it. You know, it's hard to get the knife through it initially. So what you do, you take the knife and you just warm it up in the microwave.
I knew you were going to say that. You're so stupid.
Heck.
This damp
hack.
Butter is too cold, and so is this knife. What could I do? Put the butter in the microwave? No. Put the knife in there.
And if it starts sparking and lightning is going on in there, that's good. That means it's working. It's warming up. Leave it in there.
That's why we have a disclaimer before this show, is because of stupid things that we say like that. So there you go. There's my food hack. That is the best thing I can tell you to do. It will change your life, and your PB&Js will go to the next level.
Like a knife through butter.
Just perfect. That's what your life will be like now. We got some great comments on Facebook. We'll get to those in just a second, but get it on the conversation. And I kind of did this topic as a little bit of selfishness for me, because I've been trying new things in the kitchen, cooking. Like the other day, I made some of that sweet bread, which was awesome. So I'm trying to steal ideas for things I can do in the old kitchen.
No, you've been smoking weed recently, and you're trying to get new recipes. That's what you're trying to do.
Man, what can I eat, man? So hungry. I'm going to put a banana in the oven, you know, with a pile of spaghetti. All right, so get to the WIRX Facebook page. Comment now, what's your favorite food hack that more people should know about? We're going to have more answers when we come back. Stick around. And don't put a knife in your microwave, okay? Try it out, I guess.
Might work.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey there, good morning. 7:55, Brock Hunter.
7:55.
Your topic for today. What's your favorite food hack that more people should know about? We got some great answers on Facebook there. Sandra said putting crunchy peanut butter in my no-bakes.
Damn right.
I don't know about that. Now, with it being a no-bake, maybe I could see that. I could possibly see that working, but I am not a fan of crunchy peanut butter.
You just don't know. See, we got to trick you. We got to put it no-bake, whatever, and trick you. Oh, that's just good. And everybody's be like, you know, that's crunchy peanut butter. And you'd be like, damn it.
Well, see, now, I could see it if you took peanut butter and put nuts into it. You know, that kind of makes sense in a no-bake. But I don't know.
I don't know. Leave the nuts out of it.
But see, it's so funny. You hate nuts in your chocolates or brownies or anything like that, but you're okay with it in your peanut butter. That's just wrong. It's just wrong.
Yeah. It's peanuts, though. They're not walnuts or pecans. You fix your furniture with some of those nuts, dude. Yeah. Come on.
I got some nuts for you. let's see. Gath Wright said, use the self-checkout and weigh steaks as fruit. You know what? Damn it, Chris.
Oh, boy. What do they call that?
That's an unethical life pro tip right there.
What is that? What is that they call? Oh, yeah, stealing. That's called stealing.
It's only stealing if you get caught, right? let's see. Travis had a good one. Peanut butter on waffles, pancakes, French toast. From time to time, I will put a little dollop of peanut butter on there because the peanut butter and the syrup goes deliciously together.
It
ups your breakfast game quite a bit.
How about this one? You crack your eggs into like a mason jar lid if you want McDonald's-like breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah, you do that so you get the nice little circle. I've tried that before, but unfortunately it needs to be heavy. Sometimes it's not heavy enough, and it'll seep out the sides, and then it's all screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Try it, though. Try it.
Yeah.
And then put the lid in the microwave and put the egg in there. You'll be fine.
There you go.
Let's see. Alex said ranch on everything. You can go a little far with the ranch. I am a fan of ranch, but you got to watch it.
Ranch is pretty good.
Josh said weed and everything. There you go. Actually, going back to the ranch thing, what's really tasty is you take your ranch and either put like sriracha in there or you put like Louisiana hot sauce. You do the Louisiana hot sauce, you get more of a buffalo kind of wing flavor. If you do the sriracha, it's more of like a chipotle, like a spicy ranch. Delicious. Delicious.
Sounds pretty good.
Nicholas said, put a cup of water in the microwave while warming up pizza. I've done that before. It does make a difference.
It makes it more crispy.
It does. It keeps it from just being that kind of like soggy. Yeah. Try it out. We'll end with Sherry's because Sherry's got probably one of the best ones ever. And when I learned this hack, it changed my life. It really did. So when you have a cupcake, right, you take the bottom part, like right in the middle, and you split it in half, and then you take that bottom part, you put it on top on the frosting, makes a delicious sandwich. Oh, dude.
Nice.
If you've never done that before, because think about when you're eating a cupcake. You get frosting on your nose, and it's all over the place. You do this, it makes a perfect little sandwich that you can eat without getting frosting everywhere.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm going to go make one right now. That sounds amazing.
Try it out. It really, seriously, everyone, cupcake sandwiches, wave of the future. It's 2020. That's how we should be living right now. All right. There you go. That's your topic of the day. We'll be back with more on the Plan B Morning Show. And throw that crunchy peanut butter out.
No.
Gross.
It's still a glorious day.